started play school a long time ago. I can't even remember when it was, but when it was here in Christchurch before it went down to Dunedin, I was a play school presenter here.
Yep, and what was there was what was the was it Manu and who were the other characters?
Manu and Big Ted and Little Ted and Jemima. Jemima, that's right.
That, I remember that.
That's a long time ago, I'm afraid.
Was it a lot of fun?
It was a lot of fun, but I always remember thinking, you know, when you're looking at a camera, it's not the same as looking at kids in the eyes. I much prefer actually doing it myself and would continue to do it since those times. Because we were performers, we were puppet, we were making a living from doing puppet shows around Christchurch before. That's how we got, sort of how, I think that's how I got the job in play school. I can't remember the details now, but, and I, when I was working in the studio, I remember thinking, it's fun, I'm really happy to do the acting, but it's not the same as looking kids in the eye. When you look kids in the eye, you get this wonderful connection, and there's always magic in it. The children are, you know, you're playing games, but they believe in the games. You know, they know it's a game, but they still enter into it. They become enchanted, is the word, and it's always lovely.
Yeah.
And that's what we love about doing puppet shows, and that's what we love about performing. I like street performances. I like being out there in the street and seeing, looking at people eyeball to eyeball, and we're playing our music in the street too, and it's happy music. It's not intense and inward looking. It's outward going and offering people, you know, if they want to, participation in that they can join in. They often, like when we're doing the Pirates, we get people walking the plank, and we get kids doing it, but we also get adults doing it too. One of the Pirates, Steve, my mate Winsock, who's been my mate for many years, he plays the saxophone in that band. He's great at getting people dancing and getting people involved, and that's what we like. We like, you know, creating a good vibe and happiness in the streets.
Yeah, very good. So, and so the what are your plans for coming up for this this year for as far as other events and everything?
We pretty much don't go out in New Brighton these days because it's our little world, and it's, you know, it's the perfect place for retired pirates, New Brighton by the sea. We have so much fun here. The xylophone's it's been resurrected, and I can go down there and do instant pop-up pirate parties on the playground, especially when there's lots of people around, like Saturdays and Sundays. And then we play regularly at the New Brighton Market. We play regularly at the Honey Cafe. The Honey Cafe is brilliant because it's pirate-friendly. They like having us there. Sophie, who runs it, loves having us there, and we have lots of fun there.
Yeah.
And regular thing, and, you know, that's all I do these days is play music in the streets of New Brighton and bring pirate happiness to the streets of New Brighton.
Have you, does it call to pop up now, or is it a flash mob? What's the difference?
Yeah, that was just a name I came up with, pop-up pirate parties, because I saw the xylophone, and I just created a sandwich board saying, this is a pop-up pirate party. Pirates, there are pirates around here, and any moment they can pop up and do a party for you. So that's what we used to do when the xylophone was in full swing. Unfortunately, that xylophone was vandalised. They've replaced it, but the one that's there is not as satisfactory because it's in C sharp. But as I said, we're trying to get it tuned. There's the Strum Strike and Blow Festival are trying to raise some money for us to help us get the xylophone retuned, so we can keep on doing our pirate parties in New Brighton.
Yeah, have you ever been to New Brighton in England?
I have been to New Brighton in England, actually.
Well, Brighton, yeah. Brighton, is it Brighton?
Yeah, because I got into what I'm doing really by, you know, going to the festival circuit. I lived in England from 75 to for another year to 80s. From 75 to into the 80s, and we came back to New Zealand. I came back to New Zealand after about 8 years, about early 80s. So, you know, while I was in England, I started as a school teacher, but I ended up as an entertainer because I went to all those wonderful series of festivals, including Glastonbury, because we got employed to work at Glastonbury, and the Glastonbury festivals. We used to work at Glastonbury and do the kids' shows, and that's sort of when we started turning into pirates, really. We were storytellers and puppeteers, but we always found pirates was a wonderful archetype to work with kids.
Yeah. And have you, was there anything, did you bring anything from the pirates into the role as Pope Ignatius III?
Probably coarse acting, overacting. You know, you know, sort of, yeah, it's a little bit over the top type. You know, pirates are larger. We try and make them a bit larger than life, but not too scary.
Yeah.
Because we, after all, most of the time we can get. But then everybody's got a bit of a pirate in them, haven't they? You know, the pirate is like the free spirit that, you know, the one that still likes to have fun, you know, or maybe even the child within it still, you know.
Yes.
Actually, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I suppose I did. I can't get away from that.
Yeah. And New Brighton's got so many creative people in there, hasn't it?
Yeah, I reckon it is. It's a very wonderful. We came here because we knew we met Briar from the Flying Hat Company, and they were doing amazing things here in New Brighton a long time ago, and they inspired us, and we've kept on doing it ever since then. And we pull in as many people as we can, and over the years we've had a lot of people work with us, and we've still got a lot, including a wild band of really lovely band of people who've got time on their hands, who come to me and say, "Oh, I've never played a musical instrument before," so I say, "Try the ukulele, it's easy," and we get them playing the ukulele. And if they can play a saxophone or a clarinet or the drums or a washboard, we got a wonderful old Cockney guy. He's over 80, and he's in he's in late 80s, and he's fantastic. He's just got the love of life, and he's wonderful on the washboard, and he plays in our pirate band.
Oh, yep. And so the pirate band did tour, didn't it, back in the day?
A smaller version of it. You know, we've been the pirate band is the latest manifestation, and it's as big as many as 20 people or so now. But earlier days, it was, even though we called it the Natural Magic Parachute Band, and we used the parachute to create our dances and participations, and we toured around with the Flying Kiwi Circus and with Mr. Moon and with Carrot and Pickle. All these people are been performers, mostly kids performers in Christchurch, but Steve Thomas of the Southern Tours, Arts Tours, he organised tours all around the South Island. So we've all been around the South Island a lot and performed in many places and many festivals over the years.
You went to Japan, didn't you?
We regularly go to the Victorian Festival in Oamaru and do our Punch and Judy show.
Yeah. Yeah, have you thought you might like to do a be at play as a because we'd like to have in the film, we like to have people playing two or more roles, and would you like to play a puppeteer, you know, the angry puppeteer or something?
What was his name? I can't remember his name. There's a movie by Hancock. Yeah, Tony Hancock played a puppeteer in this movie. I think it's called. I don't know what the puppeteer, what do you call that? Jack would know, the wizard would know, because he's got this movie, he loved it too. But Tony Hancock was a grumpy puppeteer. But no, I don't think I'm a very grumpy puppeteer. I enjoy interacting with kids, but it's always fun. I'm not one of those ones who sort of grumps at the kids because they're touching these puppets or anything like that. I'm happy for the kids to get involved.
And so now, where did you film the Pope Ignatius? Where was that?
That was out at your place, wasn't it? Out in the shed there, wasn't it?
And the church, wasn't it?
Oh, and the church.
Yeah, St. Barnabas.
Yeah.
Yep, St. Barnabas. And so how do you, like, the difference between playing, I think you've said a little bit about this already, but the difference between playing live and then seeing yourself on the big screen, explain that.
Well, to tell the truth, I like participation. I like what we do in the streets. I enjoy that most of all. So, you know, it's more of a sideline to do the things that I've done. You know, I'm always interested in theatrical stuff. So if anybody asks me that, help out. I've done a few things. Because we were wild and hairy back in the day, we got asked to help out in a Monty Python movie, the Jabberwocky. And because I was a Punch and Judy man, I got involved in that Peter Jackson movie. But generally speaking, I enjoy, you know, doing ourselves locally in the local community where I live.
Yes.
And, bringing what we love to do to the streets of New Brighton.
Yes. And so there's Herbie Berger. Do you know him?
Yeah. I know him only through you guys. That's all. Not very well. That's all.
He's in New Brighton as well, I think.
Really? I didn't even know he lived around here. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he lives in...
I only know him through you guys, really.
Yes. Yeah. He's playing Blackie in the film. Right. And with the Pope role, if you were the Pope, what would you do to change the world, Kerry?
That's the last thing I've ever thought about, changing the world. Well, you know, how about a ukulele playing Pope? What about that? You know, what I love about the ukulele is you can't really be a poser on a ukulele, can you? Because it's a fun instrument. It's a sort of, it looks like a toy. Kids like it. It's child friendly. And the other thing is, it's, you know, a lot of adults have taken it up because people who have never played music in their life before can actually easily learn to play a few chords on the ukulele, and suddenly they can have a lot of fun with other people. And that's happened a lot. There's been a lot of people. So I had a dream the other night about ukulele. I dreamt about this crazy dream about, it was a long, I won't go into all the details of it, but the last part of it was a whole bunch of soldiers coming around, and I said, right, I'm going to go and play a ukulele with the soldiers. This is more fun than fighting and killing. So I played my ukulele with them, and they joined in, and we were all having fun, and we thought, this is better than killing and fighting. You know, so ukuleles to save the world. The Pope loaned himself the ukulele and got out and said, come on, folks, we can all play ukuleles together. We'd have a better world.
Oh, well, can you have jewellery on your fingers to play the ukulele?
More bling the better, you know. Pirates like a bit of bling. Yeah, like, gold and silver and all that sort of stuff, gold and treasure. We always love that. Particularly like our ukuleles, and they're a whole lot better than swords and guns, because swords and guns were dangerous. But we're not into doing dangerous things. We're just into having fun these days. And ukuleles are really good at help having fun.
Yes, yeah, and very interesting. Yes, okay. And so now, what? Any message for the rest of the cast and crew for Venice in Italy?
How many people are going over there?
Well, I think one of our actresses, or two of them. There's one's living in Vienna, and
right.
The other one, she's living in London. So I think they might be going.
I can go, yeah. Oh, well, you know, you're very fortunate, you're very lucky, and I hope you have a wonderful time, because it must be really great to go to festivals like that.
Mm.
And in the meantime, if I can't get to the festivals, I'm going to make the festivals happen here in New Brighton.
Yes.
Best I can, you know.
Yeah. So there was that, the idea I thought was great was this, the papier-mâché festival, where they make up... like trailers with big carts and everything with like festival with characters all over them, all in paper mache, which is an Italian festival, you know.
There's that festival of the dead in Mexico, which is hugely colourful and hugely creative and imaginative too. But yeah, that's great. Paper mache is a wonderful way to make masks and to make costumes and to create fantasy and let your imagination run wild. And we need more of that sort of thing everywhere.
Yes,
the imagination. There's a wonderful group that used to do lots of stuff with big giant masks and things called Welfare State, and they wrote a very inspiring book called Engineers of the Imagination, and they would use paper mache to create really inspiring giant puppets or giant structures and created all sorts of lovely festivals around those creations.
Yes. Yeah, amazing, isn't it? So now, so you'll be going up to the Lumiere on Monday, by the sounds of things.
What time on Monday?
Midday.
It starts 12, is it?
12 p.m. Yep.
Yep, 12. Yep, you'll be there on Monday. Yep.
Great. Have you been to that cinema before?
Yeah. Nick, who runs it, it's Nick's Cinema, isn't it? That's the one.
That's the one.
Opposite the museum, isn't it? In the art centre.
Yes.
That's the one opposite the museum, isn't it? Opposite the gardens.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I know Nick quite well, because we took all our Japanese friends went to see some Miyazaki anime there, and we pick out interesting movies like Miyazaki's imaginative anime, and we love that stuff. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. Yeah. And what do you think of his cinema?
The cinema's great. It's excellent. He's done a really wonderful job there. That's been done up really well, isn't it? He was trying to get hold of. information about the local cinema, the old cinema out here in New Brighton. I mean, he was talking to Mary about that.
Oh, yes.
I think that's right. That old camera that he's got on the stairs there, that came from the movie theatre that used to be here in, on the corner of RM Ave and Beresford Street in New Brighton.
Wow. Mm. Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
He's an interesting man. He loves movies, and he loves all sorts of movies. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Now, so we've got Five Kingdoms 2 coming up.
Right.
And so you're ready to play, possibly ready to play the Pope again there.
You got more roles for the Pope, have you? Who knows?
Plenty of intrigue, you know.
Well, we'll see how it goes. I'll see you on Monday at 9 o'clock. 12 o'clock.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much for that. Now, I'll just stop that.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, anything else you want to say just as far as the...